Welcome to Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master podcast. Set in Avalos, a land known for its lush forests and blessed by the goddess Shanti, our adventurers, Grack the Barbarian, Hecate the Warlock, Miguel the Paladin, Lily the Sorcerer, Vivian the Monk, and Grubbs the Cleric will face many challenges, battle many evils, and learn many lessons. But the most important lesson of all will be...
Don't trust the Smiling Dungeon Master.
Welcome back to Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master. This is Grack. I think last where we were at... where were we? Oh yeah, me and Hecate were... Or doing like a spa day. She's doing all kinds of stuff, and I'm just like, take a bath. No way. No.
Meanwhile, in the forest, we are under attack.
Uh-oh.
Bolt of lightning came from the forest.
Sounds a little better over there. Talk to you guys later.
Hold the line, brothers. Todd is with us.
And me and the group have to defend the chests for the Duke from what
manure.
We don't know.
No chests here, just manure.
Steaming
by the grace of by the grace of Todd, we will survive. Stay tuned.
And we got a new friend with big horns too.
Lily's very excited about that.
Big.
Let us gingerly touch our tips.
Horns. Truly a power play and an alpha move.
Fucking gold.
Damn.
Let us see what this...
That's how tieflings greet each other.
Pretty sure we're under attack, right?
As Miguel literally throws down his gauntlet. How dare you?
I gotta focus. Let them touch their tips, and then let's... We're getting our ass handed to us right now.
Hey, Corey, can I roll a level 5 Oathbreaker real quick? I need to do some really, really bad things.
Oathbreaker, we were forbade that.
Yes, and... Unfortunately, there are no oathbreakers.
I know. I'm just saying.
For now. For now. I'm just waiting for the dagger in the back. But anyways, let's roll for some fuckery, folks.
Oh, fuckery ain't about.
Who the fuck is shooting at my horde?
I don't know.
Natural's a nat motherfucking 20.
15 for Vivian.
Ooh, a nat 20, though?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's your modifier?
It would be 0, so 20.
Fair enough.
Fuck, 16, that's...
Okay, so I'll put it down for you.
Quick question, Corey. On my screen, I just see black and my token, nothing else.
Oh, I forget you are human.
I can't, yeah, so I can't see anything. I guess I know what my first turn's going to be doing.
But we have a campfire going.
Give me a moment. I actually have something for that.
We did have a campfire. True.
I was going to say, there should be a little bit of a campfire.
I can also cast Dancing Lights if you need some extra light.
No, you're too busy touching tips with Lily.
Oh, yes, I
am. A bard coming into the
I can multitask,
right
now.
With the things that are going on is absolute gold for content. We may or may not fight later.
You boys play nice now.
All right, Grubs.
Perfect, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, get the bandits in here. Ooh, Melch, with the descending of crossbow bolts landing upon you guys. You were the first to react. Grubs, you were next. What would you like to do?
To arms, brother.
Earth the Melch, we're getting our ass handed to us.
Whose turn is it?
It's
Melch,
you.
Is yours, Melch.
Oh, fuck, I thought you said Grubs.
No,
Grubs is next.
Okay. Oh, fuck, my bad. fuck, dude. All right.
Give a spellcaster a first turn in initiative. They don't know what to do.
No, I seriously thought you said Grubs was up.
Oh, yeah, no. I like to tell people who's coming up next, just to give him some time.
Okay, no, that's completely on me, because I heard Melch reacts, Grubs, you're up. That's all I heard.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah. So, Melch runs over to the left. Can I move him? I can.
You should be able to.
Yes, okay, we're good. Okay, Melch runs over to this. Is he a bandit? Undead?
He's a bandit.
Your old perception? Okay. Runs straight over to the bandit. Do I need to drop the loot, or is that a free action to put it away?
Drop the loot? If you want to carefully put it away, that's an action, but if you just, like, kind of drop it before you...
If it's on a strap and I just let go of it, does that count?
I could let that go.
Okay, cool. So he just lets it go and pulls out his sickle. So, oh shit, really? Does a 20 hit the bandit?
Absolutely.
You take 4 slash.
See, getting up his crossbow. Like, he's not going to be too happy when it comes to his turn.
And all right. That would be my turn.
Alright, Mr. Holy Pockets, you're up.
I'm just going to step back closer to the fire, and then the same bandit that Melch hit, I'm going to cast Toll the Dead.
Alright, let me get a wisdom save thrown for this ugly fucker. Ooh, yeah, no. 1.
That's a d12, correct?
You're 5. I believe it's 2d12.
My gosh, so that'll be... it's 2d12 plus my spell casting, or just the 2d12?
Just 2d12 on that.
So 16 points of damage.
And with that, with the gaping wound that was bleeding, husses out this black ooze and crumples into like a pudding.
Necrotic ichor.
He is dead at the feet of Melch.
And that'll actually end my turn.
All right. It is officially the bandit's turn. Barely enough. Okay. Vivian!
What? You slimy bastard.
Drugar's not doing it yet.
I wasn't talking to Drugar. I was talking to the bandits.
Alright. So, all these remaining ones, except the one in the back, we're going to start with him. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Miguel is 1, Lily's 2, Vivian's 4, Grubbs is 3. I can count.
I was hoping you were going to say 5.
Fuck off. My counting ability has gone downhill. So Miguel, lucky 1. The crossbow. He's going to shoot another crossbow bolt for a 20 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
At close range.
Mm-mm, he's not at close range.
Which one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, what now, huh?
I thought it was
3
this
points
one.
Of piercing. Oh, thanks for reminding me.
Oh, fuck off.
God damn it.
You can't just move fucking trees, wouldn't you? The fucking dungeon master? Oh, wait, yeah, never mind. Continue.
Dungeon master.
Dungeon master.
Well, if it helped, I didn't know I was moving the tree. I thought it was on the map level, not on the token level.
Whatever with your levels, ugh.
Alright, whatever. Well, Grubbs, first scimitar comes swinging at you for a 12.
That'll miss.
Flings off your arm. Lily! No, Vivian, sorry. This guy's gonna swing and a miss for a 7.
Oh, yep, that miss. Haha, you bugger.
Alright, Miguel. Apparently... I want to kill Miguel because this is a 20.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they're not natural. It's 30.
Fair.
2 points of slashing. As for some reason, they're finding some chink in your armor tonight.
No shit.
Lily, 22.
That sounds nice.
And that's going to be for 6 slashing as he just carves out a nice chunk of you. And the last one goes after Drugar. Or... 5, and that's a miss. Alright, Lily, you are up. Miguel, you are next.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Lily is obviously not pleased. She turns around and goes directly in front of her with a mind spike and say, oh, you like to pick on little girls, do you? And I need an intelligence save, please.
Natural 18.
Oh, fuck you. And my turn.
My fault. These are the dice you bought me.
I know. I regret it already.
mid-gavel.
Okay, so...
Vivian's next.
First thing I'm going to do is my radiant, so I'll put it in chat for you, so you know what it is. For my wing, so I can fly. I'm going to stay on the ground right now, so I don't take an attack of opportunity. And I'm going to do an attack with Divine Smite on Homeboy right here in front of me. Fuck, 10 to hit. That's horrible.
That is a swing and a miss, sir.
Jesus Christ.
I told you the shininess would get you in trouble.
All right.
Fucking won't listen.
We're going to use my extra attack, and we're going to try that one more time. Oh my god, again. I had my fucking turn.
Miguel, with the amazing looking armor, great looking weapon. But the reason for that is he can't hit.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking poser.
Oh, this is going to get bad after this, but Vivian.
Not that it matters, guys, but kind of rules lawyering here. I don't think he would have made one of those attacks, because he would have used his action to get the wings, and then he would have just had his secondary attack, right?
You're right, Grubbs.
Yeah, you actually...
I just want to make sure that we try to run this.
Thank you for calling that out. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling that out. Thank you.
I read something that said bonus action in there for something.
I feel like I did too, but you're good.
It doesn't make any difference. The outcome is the same no matter what.
No, but I mean you're right. We need to stay true to the rules. So you're good. I got you.
Bonus action is to end it, FYI. Whoops. Oh well. Life happens. You still missed.
Yeah, I missed.
Horrifically.
You got a free attack. Vivian.
Alright, so Vivian is going to attack the one to the west of him with quarterstaff, two-handed. With the spear two-handed. With 15.
That's a miss.
A 15's going to miss?
No, that's a hit.
Okay, so that's going to be 12 piercing damage. And then on his second attack, he's going to attack the one of the south with the spear as well, two-handed. With the 17 and 9 piercing. And then he's going to use a key point to do flurry of blows. So it's going to be two unarmed strikes. First one is going to be 17 as well for 6 bludgeoning. And the second one...
Hold on, I have to click over to him.
Oh. Now, for the second one, can I direct it to another one, or is it just wasted? Like, if I were to move to the one to the east?
Do you have movement speed?
I haven't moved yet. I haven't moved yet.
There's your answer.
Okay, so then I will move up 5 feet, and I will use my second unarmed strike against this one with a 16 to hit and 10 bludgeoning.
Okay.
And that, I think that'll be my turn.
Awesome. Strugars.
Get to me, little fucker.
Melt, you're up next. Oh, you see him yawning. I don't feel like it. You guys should be doing this without me. I'm tired. I'm a growing dragon, don't you know? And he just lashes out half-heartedly to bite the bandit, and he gets a 15, which is a hit. Wow. Glad he's on your side. So he does 9 points of piercing and just ripping into the whatever was left of this bandit. Just drops him. See? I can get him. I see you long enough.
Yes, you did great. You fucking prick, I swear to God.
I swear to Todd. Look at you. I'm a monk. Look at my fist. Woo, woo, woo.
Shh, go to sleep, you little bastard.
Melch, it is your turn.
Okay. Melch is going to... 1, 2... That's 30 feet. Going to go 30 feet if I could fucking pick my fucking pawn up. There we go. 30 feet. And
now it moves in there. Just so you know, this guy up here would get an attack of opportunity.
That's right. Can I roll an acrobatics check to jump over them?
You want to be able to jump 10 feet.
Possibly.
Possibly?
Yeah.
I don't think
if
it
you
was
say
feasible.
Yes, then yes.
I don't think it would be feasible on that. What were you trying to
or
do?
Or can I jump over them?
You can walk
between
through.
Them to avoid the attack of opportunity.
Like if you move like right here, you don't get attacked because you're still within the 5 feet.
Okay.
As long as you stay within the range,
I think that's
or
what...
like hold on. You can completely avoid him completely.
No, you're right. That's where I was supposed to go. I put a square over.
Oh, okay. Just yeah, perfect.
I was gonna say, if you wanted to metagame it, you enter into combat, you disengage, and then you move where you like.
Yeah. No, I was trying to use the fucking ruler, and I'm still really new to roll 20.
You're fine. And
I was like, oh, there's 30 feet, and I just put it in the wrong fucking square.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't mind walking through them, like, diagonally. That's perfect.
Yeah. My bad.
Life happens.
All right. All right, and I'm going to try Underwave. To get those three that are there, I think. Hold on, let me click on it. What? Cast at what level that is? Fuck, what level would that be?
It's a typical first level spell. But
that's what I thought.
You,
oh, fuck, I didn't want to do that.
So it's a cube, and if you cast it, you're going to be able to get some of them.
Yeah, I wasn't even trying to actually roll for it, I was trying to look at it.
Yeah, but the biggest problem here is you're going to have. Your friends that are going to be in crossfire.
Yeah. How high is y'all's, hey! I got some high, DC there.
I'm good. Wait, what DC for what spell?
You can probably catch two if you place the, if you center it right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, and I'll be fair, I'll let you go back on this, Melch. If you stopped here, for instance, and you did your Thunder Wave, yes, it would catch Miguel still, unfortunately. But it would catch two bandits versus the one.
I got high.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
don't worry about
that.
Me, boss man.
I'm trying to actually look at it, and it's not actually coming up. It's just trying to make me roll for it.
Boom. There you go.
Boom.
Thank you.
I got your back.
All right, 15-foot square. Okay. Yes. Okay. That's why I was trying to pull up how big the fucking square was.
So if you ping the map, Corey can place the cube for you, so you can kind of see where it goes. Or at least I think he's done that in the past.
Yep, just working on it right now. So 15 feet, and it's centered from self.
Oh, centered from self.
Yep.
So
that might be a bad idea.
So
here
like
would probably be the best. I'm never mind. Not gonna say that.
That's not right. Ignore
no,
that.
No, it's centered from him. So it's wherever he is, 15
feet.
That's out.
Every fucking one except
it would
for the one off in the corner. Okay, we're going to do the sickle. We're just going to hit him with the sickle.
See, there you go, right there. That would be the size of it. Three squares, one to the left, one north, one south, and just like that.
All right, yeah, we're just going to go sickle to guy on my right.
All right. I think it's a safer option than to put you there.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, it is. All right. Fuck me, dude. All right.
Swing away.
15 to hit.
Yep.
And
these are just bandits.
Motherfucker takes. Oh, fuck. It landed in my keyboard. Hold on. that one also takes. I think just four. Yeah, just four.
Gash him out.
Motherfucker bounced off my mouse pad and landed in between the keys.
That's awesome. Better than stepping on those fuckers for sure.
Oh, do they hurt so bad.
So, Grubs, I'm sure Melt, you're finished, correct?
Yes, that would be the end.
Alright, Grubs, before you go, you guys notice a dreadful, frightening howl echoes through the woods. You guys notice coming from the south. Slow and terrifying approach of a ghostly creature that seems to cry without ceasing. The monster floats a few feet from you and begins speaking in a supernatural voice.
You are not welcome.
Blood soils this land. It's in your hands. It
For that, you shall be punished.
With that being said, I'm gonna need some saves from some peeps as a wicked wail reaches her voice. So everybody in about 30 feet of this chick, I need a constitution saving throw, please.
So
that's everybody.
So fucking everybody.
17.
I politely protest.
14 for Vivian.
Dirty 20.
Ooh, a dirty 20.
A dirty 20.
Ooh, a dirty 22. Two dirty 20s.
Okay.
I got a dirty 20.
Let me get Drugar.
Ooh, three dirty 20s.
It's a truffle.
He got a 19. So he saved. So Vivian, with the whale screaming, piercing your eardrums, you fall unconscious with no life.
What the fuck?
What?
The rest of you. Great job saving. You take 14 points of psychic damage as the piercing in itself just wrecks the inside of your brain. Oh, I forgot something. 30 feet. First bandit fails. Second bandit passes but still dies. And yeah, well, it doesn't matter, they're dead.
All of them?
Two of more just drop dead. Pretty much the scream of this woman has now killed two bandits and dropped one of your party members like he was just a sack of potatoes. Oops.
Sounds like my kind of woman.
It is now your turn.
Vivian is dead. Vivian is at zero hit points. Vivian is unconscious. What is Vivian's actual status here?
We'll find out.
Okay, so I'll move to Vivian and I will use a medicine check, I guess, to figure out what's wrong with him.
Go ahead and roll a medicine check.
14.
Okay. So, looking at him, he has the faintest pulse that you can feel. The lightest breathing you've ever seen out of what you could assume to still be a living Vivian.
Okay, well, that'll end my turn.
Oh, okay. So we got one bandit left. Yeah, seeing this, he says, fuck this, it's not worth it. And you see him just take his whole time just booking it, taking off 60 feet off in any direction. So he left the field. Lily, your turn. Miguel, you are next.
Back here, does she look friendly, or...?
Her crying is unwavering. Still has not ceased.
Okay, I'm gonna come over here. Are you okay? The female is crying.
She just glares. Looks up. Except this time, you see red start pouring out as tears.
Fuck that.
That sounds brutal as fuck, bro.
Are you looking for something?
You, and now you shall be punished.
Miguel, it is your turn. Vivian, get ready, buddy.
Okay, so I'm gonna use a bonus action to prepare Searing Smite. Use my first action. I'm just gonna move 20 feet right here. Use my first action with Searing Smite with a Greatsword attack. 18 to hit. Don't pay attention to the radiant damage.
Okay.
Casting Searing Smite at level 2 for 2 fire damage.
Okay.
There are 13 radiant damage, excuse me. Need a con save at 15, though. First.
Con. She gets an 18.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, just the 2... I'll take 2 fire damage, then.
Huh?
I take 2 fire damage. If she passes.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Oh, no. Never mind.
I'm thinking
I'm thinking of a different smite at higher level.
Okay. Like, I'm all for dropping you down, don't get me wrong, but...
Sorry about that.
Seemed right.
Sorry about that. No, I read it wrong. Nope, you're good.
But you did cast it at the second level, which would have been 6?
Yes.
Alright, anything else?
Yeah, just my extra attack, regular greatsword attack. Dude, that's a critical fail.
You go to swing, and with all your might, for some reason the sword just becomes sweaty in your palms as it just digs in deep into the earth. She just cocks her head down, slowly raising it, eyes blackening. Alright. Assuming you're finished, Miguel?
Yeah, I am. My turn.
Alright, Vivian, I need a death save, please.
Okay. 13.
Yay for success.
Yay for success. Right. I am my turn.
Drugar goes into a violent rage. Melch, you're next. Who the fuck do you think you are to do this? And flies straight up in the woman's face and just exhales.
Oh, fuck.
What do I need for that? It is a con save. Yeah, no, that failed. Got a 10, surprisingly. So she's going to take 66 worth of damage. Well, that was crap. And you see her just
filthy, vile creature of the earth.
Melch, you're up.
Melch moves 30 feet. Bam. And we can't use any spells or everyone will die. So, I'm just gonna hit her with the sickle. Ah, fuck, roll off the table.
He's gonna sickle her pickle.
Oh, yes. Right in that pickle. 18 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Give me my D4, bitch. Alright. Another 4.
This is starting to get oddly suspicious.
I can re-roll it.
Shit. Yeah,
I normally don't even roll these good with these metal dice. Like, swear to God. They're usually like 1s and fucking 5s.
You don't have the typical DM's curse.
I get my best.
That's right.
And you get your what?
I get my best rolls with metal die.
Oh, I usually roll shit with these. Like, I'm surprised I've actually rolled over 10s half the fucking time.
You did 12 damage so far with your sickles.
Oh, yeah. Sickle her right in the fucking face.
You do it, Tiefling Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I told you those big points does something.
Do what?
Those big horns do something.
It does something to everyone in the party.
Yes. Yeah, right, 4 damage, unless you want me to reroll it.
Nah, you're good. Anything else?
No, I'll end there.
So her turn. You see her just looking. The ghost form actually begins to twist and trembles. It begins acquiring actually a new form, translucent shape. And as standing before you now is a young woman. Now you also see a soft red cloak begins to form for the blood tears that had once dripped from her eyes. And with a soft and sad voice,
I see you and your master. You may escape. What he stole from us will never truly be his.
And as she says that, you see her turn into a mist, and you see her vanish into the depths of the forest. You guys see a clear direction that she did go.
I'm just gonna rush over to Vivian. And I would like to use 5 lay on hands points to get this dude up.
Okay. Yeah, without a problem. The five do work. Sorry, were you thinking it wasn't going to work?
Yes, that's why I only did five.
So no, I'm at 5 points?
Your body begins to breathe deeper. Blood flow stops. Well, actually, there wasn't even really blood flow. You just dropped dead. Unconscious, but pretty much on the death door.
It's okay, you're still alive.
What the actual fuck just happened? Who was that lady? Where did the bandits go? Why? I don't feel so good.
There is a pile of corpses around us. We killed quite a few of them, but one ran away.
Who was that? Why? Who?
I'm just gonna kind of prop him up, and I'm just gonna give him the rest of the 20 that I got.
No, don't. Alright. Ugh.
We are all about to rest, so.
That's why I did it. I'm just on the character thing, paladin, lawful good thing, you know. We're homies, I got you, bro.
Fantastic. Where did she go?
Where did she come from?
You know what, I don't know where she went. She turned into a mist and disappeared into the forest.
Which way?
I don't know, but you need to rest and
No, you would have seen the clear direction from where you guys were going, which was east. She headed up north, like further into the woods. Kind of almost like clearly trying to give a clear direction. Like it was no incognito, like it was a trail.
Hold on, will you ping what direction's north? Like is the map true north like this here?
Yeah.
Or is... Okay.
Yes, but now we're using imagination.
Imagination. Can I roll perception to see if the bodies that are dropped dead near us have anything on them?
Oh, you can just do that without having to. They're bandits. They have their scimitars. They have crossbows. They have bolts. They all have about 9 each, minus the one that has 8. And then you hear a whining alarm.
Not time yet.
Lily, are you okay from this battle?
I need to rest. Took a lot out of me.
Amongst the bodies, though, you do find a collection of about 25 silver pieces and also 45 copper.
Is anyone else searching the bodies or just me?
I'm not.
Okay.
Nope.
So hey everyone. There's some crossbows, there's silver, there's copper, like all over the ground over here. If y'all would like any of it, if not, I will gather it and you can just come to me later if you want any of it.
Thanks. Hey Vivian.
Yes, Juga.
Vivian.
Yes.
Oh, you're awake. Oh, I'm glad. Oh. I just needed to give you some great advice. If you're going to behave like a barbarian, you could at least learn to fight like one.
And with that, Vivian books it north after the mist.
Oh, fuck.
I believe he has raged and gone reckless.
Is that what it truly means?
Do I see any trail?
There's like a little like reminiscent like fog per se.
Ectoplasm like little... splatters.
I'm gonna kind of follow after.
Like a little end. Mist, just kind of just leads a little way.
Senor,
what are we just gonna let this fucking lady take off or what?
Senor, I think it's best if we rest, Senor. Vivian.
She killed you by looking at you, Senor. You need your rest.
I'm fine. Fine. Go back to the campfire and
sit there and kind of contemplate what the fuck happened.
That was a pretty rough battle.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit
I'm
bullshit.
I'm a little hurt. This is the most hurt I've been in thus far in our adventures.
I heard awesome goals have been reached.
I think that was like a goal in life.
So are you guys resting for the evening? What are you guys doing? Do you want to take a short rest and then chase after?
I think we should rest the evening.
Probably take the long rest.
Yeah, let's set up watch, do all the good stuff.
How do we chase after her when we still have the cart full of shit and the boxes?
There's really no way to.
That's my question for you. Have you bothered checking the wagon since the attack?
Oh, of course.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even think about that.
Vivian, we'll go check.
And to your surprise, the shit's been dug through. Chests are missing.
Fuck.
Hey, guess what, guys? The chests are gone. The floaty, gassy lady is gone. These guys are dead. We're proper fucked.
Maybe a short rest it is then.
Do we think the incorporeal bean took our treasure, or do we think that the bandit did?
The one bandit?
Can I do an investigation check to see if I see any footprints leading away from the back of the wagon?
You could.
I hate to say this again, DM, but I would like to use Divine Sense again.
I don't see shit with a 5.
It just looks like a lot of rummage and mud and very untraveled. And as far as undead or anything goes, you don't sense anything here.
Son of a bitch.
Well, anybody have any ideas?
Well, yes. Would you let someone just bitch slap you and walk away? I thought my horde was better respected than that.
Let's take a short rest, gather our things, and go after this bitch.
I don't think we have short rest time.
I hate when bitches use tears to get themselves out of anything.
Alright, well, let's go after this bitch. Cleric, I'm a little broke, but let's go.
Should I take 10? I got...
Melch throws Vivian a health potion.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Is that 1d4 plus 1?
Fuck, I don't remember. Hold on. Damn!
I thought it was
2d4
plus 2.
I do not have a health potion.
Okay, 4 points. 2 ones.
You need to use real die, but no, you don't want to listen. I try to help you guys, but no, I'm the bad DM.
You gotta use the hard stuff, not the soft.
Alright guys, well, what's the plan here? We are... We don't rightfully know that she took the money. We know that she kicked my ass in one fell swoop.
She killed these assholes right here on the floor.
Doesn't mean there wasn't more bandits. I don't know. I'm at a complete loss.
Look, amigos. If she's the cause of all the things going missing on this road, these chests mean nothing compared to the amounts of goods we're going to save by getting rid of her.
She did say that someone stole stuff from her. She's a scorned woman. Kale, do you know anything about scorned women and how they tend to act?
Lily, yes, not the fucking time.
I'm just pointing out, if she feels wronged, she might have a little bit of a temper.
Why would you side with the person that just beat the shit out of us?
Not siding with her, I'm just stating facts.
Vivian, this is not about the woman or you or anything that's happening. It's okay.
Fuck me. Alright, fine. What's the plan? What are we doing? We're the vapor is dissipating as we sit here. What are we doing?
Let's go find the vapor. I'm down to find the vapor, but...
There's the bitch!
I'm with him.
I'm with him, too. Fuck her. She needs to die.
Well, let's go.
Sorry.
Following the vapor.
I guess we follow the vapor.
Right.
Please, Miguel, don't sound too happy there, buddy.
I mean, I kind of started it. I said, let's go hunt the bitch down. I said, let's go hunt the bitch down, so I'm gonna live with the bet I made.
So following down the... Actually going down, it's not... The mist leads you not more than about 15-20 minutes away from where you've left the wagon and stuff, I'm assuming. Or are you bringing them with you?
There's no reason to bring them.
Okay. Yeah, don't need to haul the shit.
So about 15, 20 minutes north, you actually start noticing a faint light from behind trees. And as you begin approaching, you can spot a cottage in a glade, which at first glance appears to be abandoned. However, a lamppost next to the main door is lit.
Ben?
That sounds like a trap.
Well, shall we approach with caution?
Yep.
That's better than my idea.
Now, I will say, you guys can see that that's exactly where the mist is leaning towards.
Be cautiously observant. At least that's what Miguel is gonna do.
So you can be cautious about being cautious.
I'm gonna approach cautiously observing what I'm approaching.
Alright, are we gonna stealth up towards the cabin?
I can try and roll for stealth.
I don't think I'm not stealthy. But we can attempt it.
Or... super stealthy!
This is great, guys.
Look.
14.
6. I wear chainmail.
Don't you take disadvantage on that?
I also have a 6.
He did. He rolled it.
I rolled double sixes.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
I said I'm still getting used to roll 20, so this is actually helping me with my campaigns.
Got a nat 1.
Damn.
Oh, you guys are so stealthy. So stealthy.
See, we're the perfect couple. We're meant to be loud together.
You're so stealthy, a deaf person couldn't hear us.
How stealthy I am in real life, too.
That's not a joke.
Alright, as Vivian sneakily works his way up and then looks back at everybody dropping buckets and stuff.
Yeah, this is a group check, FYI. So he passes a group or fails a group.
Fair enough.
Oh, we have fucking failed. Failed so hard I have to piss for the fourth time this
session. Yeah, but yeah, you guys think you... We'll just say you guys think you're being nice and stealthy for now.
So, up to the door.
Trucking along, we're super quiet, and then just someone's going, da-da-da-da-da.
My chainmail is clinking against my legs as I walk. Like a pair of wind pants. Oh my god.
Alright, so we make our way up to the cabin.
Well, let me get you over to the cabin.
By all means.
We're going to a cabin. In the woods.
But, like, you guys are able to, like, kind of look. Did you guys maybe want to, looking down, look at the cabin, maybe take a quick short rest or something as well? Before you start stealthily walking down.
Sure.
Yeah, I would like to spend a hit die or 3.
7.
After you guys have took a moment, catch your breath following the mist, you're able to get to a point of looking down. So, what would you guys like? You guys decided to go ahead and move down. Wink, wink, stealthily.
We're so stealthy.
Yeah, we got a band playing.
I'm stealthy and I know it.
So you guys are on the map, right? You can see it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Shit, I need to light a candle. I only have a candle, so it'll be a candle. I can't see. So, extra stealthy. This is why I failed my stealth check. FYI. I was lighting a candle.
With the loudest matches of the realm?
There you go, buddy. It's like... candle's 20 feet, right?
I do not know, to be honest with you.
I'm just going to call it 20 feet. It's not a torch, which is 30.
I'll have to amend this at some point.
We will.
Melting the bottom, and I'm going to stick that on top of my helmet. So I can still use my mace and shield, as I do.
Clever boy.
She has learned.
Moving on.
He does all this wide, just a bunch of lights.
I don't understand the concept of stealthy. This is as stealthy as grubs gets. Clink, 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 light a candle.
By the grace of God.
All this while, he has just lights going 60 feet in front of him so he can see.
So you got 60 feet, all right.
Yeah, I think casting light does, it goes up to 60 feet. If you let it move, it lasts a minute.
Honestly, if you have 30 feet of dark vision and 5E, you pretty much see everything almost.
Yeah, you get, and you have a fucking candle hanging off your head like a fucking unicorn, you're good.
Fantastic, everybody. So as you guys start making your way down, you start seeing the door, the light. It's still eerily quiet.
At this point, Vivian is fucking furious. So he is going to make his way to the front porch.
Okay. And as you do, you feel your foot trip over some little wire of sorts. Not sure what.
Delicious.
And you hear a bell. Ding-a-ding-a-ding. Just goes off. And then stumbling out of the bushes, you find 6 undead creatures. Roll for fuckery.
17 for initiative.
Kill them with fireball! 14.
God damn it.
18, actually.
Oh, shit. I didn't do my hit die.
You're screwed!
Well, I meant to ask, we can spend as many hit dice as we like up to our max, right? During a short rest? Okay. I spent 3.
I spent 3 as well.
Hey, there we go. Alright, who do we got? Vivian, Mel. Then I need Lily.
Yes. She got 13.
Thank you, Vivian.
You're welcome.
There's Miguel, Lily, Melch, Vivian. I'm missing Drugar.
See, I haven't killed you in days.
It's been far too long since you've killed me, which I appreciate.
You're welcome.
I think that's everybody, finally. Grubs.
18.
I was an 18.
Yep. Why that? I love that it was put in chat. Thank you, everybody. That's the skeletons, actually, as part of the undead army, is the first to react, surprisingly.
They could suck my third nipple.
My so third ball.
You have 3?
Okay.
I do.
It's canon.
He's got big horns and 3 nuts.
Miguel.
Split
crit.
In half.
For 9 piercing. Grubs, I got a 7.
Let him miss.
And then a 21 for Vivian.
Well, of course that's gonna hit.
Only 3 piercing. Mm-hmm. That helps.
Yeah.
Shambling skeletons just picking away at you, the front lines that are closer to the door. Probably more scared of you guys for some reason. Grubs, You're up, Miguel. You are next. All right, Grubbies, what you doing?
I'm going to scooch over to this side of the skeleton. I believe that doesn't take me out of his range, so I shouldn't take an attack of opportunity. And then I'm going to channel divinity, turn undead.
Which is 30 feet, correct?
Yes, 30 feet from me, I believe.
Okay. Oh, forgot to give you the...
Here you
go. I think
go.
It's a wisdom save. So I
yes.
should be able to turn all but 2, provided they don't make their wisdom save.
Let's see. We'll start with Miguel's. 13. That's a surprise.
Yeah, that's actually that hill run. I have a 14, I believe.
And then the one by Vivian is a 19.
Oh, he's staying.
And then the one right by you, of course, another 19. Holy shit!
Jesus, Corey.
And then I have one more to do. Hold on.
Who did you piss off?
That one got a 2. He pissed off Todd, apparently. Your god's mad at you.
It does happen.
Alright.
And that'll actually hit my turn. I don't think I have anything else to do. Does that count as a spell?
No. Channel Divinity does not.
Oh. Well, then let me drop my spiritual
weapon. It is an action.
Oh, it is an action. Oh. Well, okay, spiritual weapon's a bonus.
Yeah.
Let me drop my spiritual weapon right next to me so I can get an attack off.
Okay.
Right there, I'll be fine.
I'll get you your beer mug. Roll your off.
Submit, damn you. Ooh, 27. Ooh. Sorry, I don't know why I did that in the thing. I usually roll these, but 27. So that'll be 15 points of force damage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Praise Todd. That. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, without a single bit of surprise, the skeleton just falls to shambles. Pieces of skulls just like a little nice meatball of dust. It.
And that will end my turn.
All right, Miguel, you're up. And Vivian, you're next.
All right, we're going to take a swing with a greatsword. 17 to hit for 8 slashing.
Perfect. Okay. And with that, you see it snap back into consciousness.
Awesome. Extra attack, one more swipe. 24 to hit for 12 slashing.
Without any surprise, it's a skeleton.
Get wrecked.
Yeah. Anything else?
5, 10, 15 feet. And end my turn right there.
All right. Vivian, your turn? No, right. You're next.
I will attack the one in front of me with my spear two-handed. 12 to hit.
That is a miss, as it just goes through that empty part of the rib cage.
Okay. So I will spend a key point and use Flurry of Blows for two unarmed strikes. 13. Will a 13 hit?
Yes, it will.
Okay, for 6 bludgeoning. And the second attack is a 19 for 9 bludgeoning.
Okay.
And I have a second attack. Oh, that one's gone?
Yeah.
All right, so I will dash or run over to this guy, and I will attack my second attack with the spear.
Oh, please do.
I will. 13.
Perfect.
For 10 piercing.
As this guy snaps back consciousness.
Cool. And then I will end my turn.
All right. And Melch, your turn. Then Lily's next. So, Melch, what would you like to do?
I'm going to go down to do southwest of me, right, y'all?
Okay.
That's like 25 feet. And hit the motherfucker with a stick. I don't, because that's a 6.
Yeah, unfortunately, a 6 does miss this one. Just a swing and a miss. It looked more pudgy, but it just, like, fell off as you swung, so it was...
I was like, ow!
Gotta love rotten flesh. Alright, anything else? And I'm assuming you're good?
Yes, that's it, my turn, my bad.
Alright. No, you're good. Lily, you're up?
Alright, so we're gonna... up here in Ray of Frost... this motherfucker.
Oh. Hey, Lily, I bet you your heart is colder than your eyes.
Oh, God.
Come on.
She does it. She flings out.
She's obviously giving him the cold shoulder.
How's that 18?
Yeah, that'll hit.
13 cold, motherfucker.
As you see Lily actually get a little life. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, he's wallop this fucker really well, but he's still up.
Damn it.
Anything else?
She ends her turn.
All right, that one that Lily just hit is looking more of chunks than an actual functioning dead thing. So let's get the berserk. So, Vivian is going to swing a hand axe at you and for an 11.
That will miss.
As he swings around, he takes his other arm to, like, clothesline you to slam you, which is a 9.
That will miss as well.
Damn it, these dice hate me again. All right, Miguel, same thing. A hand axe and... a hand axe is for a 10.
Yes.
And an 18 on the slam attack.
That'll hit.
So he's able to clothesline you very successfully, dealing 4 bludgeoning damage.
Awesome.
Melch, 20 on the hand axe.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this one not happening? Yeah, it takes 5 slash, and he's trying to recoup some of the flesh that keeps falling off of him.
Okay.
And an 11 to try and hit you after ripping out flesh.
Does not hit.
Alright. Rugar's turn. Who do we help? That guy looks like he's having issues. If he's with Lily, dude, you should just run. Lily will kill you. As he goes to claw.
He's not
bite. Wrong. For a 16, and that's a hit.
Oh, there you go, true guy.
As he just rips into whatever remaining of this creature there is, and he just starts to fall limp. Dead. All right. See? I just saved your life, and you just don't know it yet. Felch, run from Lily!
Wait, did you call him Melch or Felch?
Melch, don't
Melch
you
is
listen.
My father.
Oh, my.
All right, Grouts, before your turn, we're going to go ahead and end the session.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Middle of combat.
Just moving my token.
Well, this has been a...
I think I was there.
This has been a fucking banger of an episode.
Yeah.
Tim, where can people find you at on the old interwebs?
Just anywhere you want to look. Any podcast network, any social media, it's J&T Unsolved. J&T Unsolved. And you can find all of our episodes, all of our weird ass shit, anywhere you get your podcast, everywhere.
Excellent.
If we're not on your favorite whatever fucking app, then just drop us a message and I will put us there.
Sounds like a plan. We'll include a link to whatever we can for you to get our listeners out to listen to what you got going on too.
Check them out, friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely check them out. Thank you all for listening. Follow us on all the social media, or tell people to follow us on the social media: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and email us at don'ttrustthesmilingdm@gmail.com. Anybody else got anything they want to say?
Praise Todd.
Praise Todd.
If you don't fucking follow them, I'm going to send people to curb you.
It always matters how big the horns are.
And I'll weigh how gingerly touch our tips.
Yeah. Horn size, I guess, does matter.
So, what's a
horn size matter, bro?
Hey, we don't kink shame.
We don't kink shame, exactly. What, Corey?
What's a rogue's favorite metal?
Steel?
I feel bad because I knew that. That hurt deep inside me.
Not one better.
Subscribe to fuck me. I don't
want to. Isn't this supposed to be like an Austin Powers?
He loves gold.
I love gold. Old gold member.
Oh, here's a better one. What do you call an orc with two brain cells? Pregnant.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
That's it for
this week's episode. Everyone subscribe to Don't Trust the Smiling DM.
All right, guys. We're going to catch you next week. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Terrible.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at don'ttrustthesmilingdm@gmail.com. Until next time.
Welcome back to Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master. This is Drac here. Me and Hecate were just having a spa day at Faraway Manor. I don't know. She's thinking about getting all kinds of stuff, taking bath and all kinds of stuff, and bath. Ooh, bad stuff. And, Tristan, where you at, man?
I was just waiting to see what you were going to talk about with the donkey. Sorry,
I was
going
to keep going until you actually interrupted. I was trying to make up stuff. Okay.
I'll jump in a little earlier.
Fucking gold, boys. Keep it going.
All right. Nailed it.
Okay. Anyway, don't.
Let us gingerly touch our tips.
Are you looking for something?
You, and now you shall be punished. Shall be punished. Shall be punished.
Which at first glance appears to be abandoned. However, a lamppost next to the main door is lit.
Well,
that sounds like a trap.
This is why I failed my stealth check. FYI, I was lighting a candle.
With the loudest matches of the realm?
They could suck my third nipple.
My so third ball.
You have three?
Okay.
I do.
It's canon.
Felch, run from Lily!
Wait, did you call him Melch or Felch?
Felch, don't
Felch is my father.